You are listening to the Confidence Chronicles podcast, episode number 46.
Hola, hola. It's your girl Erica from America. Welcome to the Confidence Chronicles podcast. This podcast is all about helping you stand in who you are. Stop giving a fuck what people think about you. Start reclaiming your confidence. Start standing in your fully expressed self. As you are, as is, no filter needed. You are fucking awesome. I am here to remind you, I'm a confidence coach and I'm a bold stand for confidence. And I cannot wait to dig into today's episode with you.
Hola, mi gente. ¿Cómo están? Buenos días. ¿Qué pasa? Welcome. Some of y'all are like, it's my first time listening to this podcast. Is this in Spanish? Nah, y'all. I'm just tripping right now. I am so freaking happy that you're here. If you've been here before, y'all know I like to add my little Spanish flair, un poquito de español para ti, un poquito de amor, just to spice things up a bit. And if you're new, you're probably like, what the hell is going on? Get to the point, lady. Anyway, whatever. Welcome back to the podcast. I am really, really excited, as always, to be here with you. I freaking love you guys. I love doing this. I just want to give a massive, massive shout out before we start to my homegirl, Farah, who sent me the most gorgeous, delicious, beautiful, heartwarming, soul-clenching email. Oh my God. It was so beautiful. And you guys be sending me the most amazing messages and leaving me the best reviews ever. And I just cry literally all the time because it just warms my heart to think that, you know, the podcast is helping you this much and that you have, you know, taking the time to reply or send me a message. So thank you so, so much, Farah. She said that, you know, I'm like the big sister she never had, and I totally lost my shit at that sentence. Had a major cry. But yeah, I'm really honored, honestly, guys. Like, I do this because I know the power of transformation and the power of healing our lives and our stories. And I know that, you know, there are so many places you can go to empower yourself and inspire yourself, and you have many choices. And I really thank you for choosing my podcast, and thank you for connecting with me. I appreciate you. I see you. I hear you. I feel you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it so damn much. So today's podcast episode is all about investing in yourself and why I'm about to tell y'all that the best money I ever spent was on myself. And not buying fucking shoes and bags and shit like that. Because that shit is whack. It does not matter. I'm telling you right now, it does not matter. The material stuff, all the stuff that we collect, it will never buy you confidence. Shoes, lipsticks, clothing, you know, Spanx. None of that shit is going to buy you confidence, right? None of that shit's going to fill a gap in you if you have some filling to be done. And that's all going to happen through you working, empowering, inspiring, leveling up your knowledge, your education, and yourself, your beliefs, all that shit. So if you've been following my work, you may know that I talk a lot about how much money we've spent on ourselves, on working on ourselves. And I talk about it because I came from a background growing up really poor, growing up with not a lot of stuff, growing up on welfare and food stamps, and money was a big thing. It was a big, you know, I grew up with all of the money beliefs that you can have, the negative money beliefs and all that jazz. Had to work a lot to clear those so that I could be financially free and so that I could still be growing my business and making money and making impact. So I'm telling you this because it was so massive for me to invest my first couple of $1,000 on myself that I couldn't actually even believe that I was doing it. And I knew at the time that I was in so much pain, meaning my life sucked so bad. There was so much pain, so many questions, so much had been undone, and I didn't know how to do it myself. I was driven to the place where I was kind of like, fuck, I got myself to where I could get to, and that's not very far. Now what? Now who? Now where? Does that make sense? So how do you know that you need to invest and work on yourself? Check in with how you feel. I say it all the time. If you're not getting results in your life, if you feel miserable, if you don't have good people around you, if you're constantly in fucked up relationships or toxic relationships or codependent relationships, if you've got a lot of shit from the past that you know you haven't worked on, healed, opened up, and you just try to shove everything under the rug, and your rug's all fucking massive and crazy and you can't even sit because there's so much shit under the rug, aka your subconscious crap, your unconscious beliefs and bullshit that's holding you down, right? that's the shit that you need to work on. And so here's how it looked for me. I first met my, I did therapy. So I was 5 years old or 4 years old when I went into therapy. Because I, as you may know, if you don't know, I was a foster kid. So I grew up in foster care. I was sexually abused, physically abused, kidnapped, all kinds of crazy shit in my upbringing. And if you want to hear more about that, I did some life lessons stuff on the podcast. And I also have a YouTube video about my life story. You can go to the website. And so all of that kind of stuff that happened, I think as a child, when I got taken away from my mom and put into foster care, I think the foster home and the Department of Social Services people really try to look after children and make sure that I was expressing myself and speaking and communicating. So I went to therapy for like 18 years. I was maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old when I first started therapy. And I went to therapy up until when my husband passed away. I saw a therapist and that was the last time. And for me, no offense to therapy, psychotherapy, psychologist, you know, all y'all, I love you. Thank you for the work you do. But for me, therapy, I don't feel like is the place where I would go and send my clients, depending on who they are. For me, therapy was all about talking about the past, how you feel, victimizing myself as the victim, who was the victim in the victimness, like all of it, victimizing. And I didn't feel like I was in a place of empowerment. So I started therapy at that young age. And for me, when I was a kid, it was just coloring and talking to someone. And then when I met my husband and I moved to Australia, I escaped my life. My husband had just passed away. My first husband had passed away traumatically. It was horrible. I met a bunch of men that were assholes and didn't work because obviously I was an asshole and I wasn't working. So I attracted these terrible relationships in my life and finally moved to Melbourne, Australia. Met my husband, who was my personal trainer, and he was my friend. And he said to me, listen, I know somebody, you know, she happened to be a clairvoyant life coach, my first life coach. And she's like my soul sister, best friend in the whole wide world. If you don't know her, you can check her out on Instagram, Tanja Jones, Tanja M. Jones. She's the fucking bomb. She works now with real estate leaders and on their mindset and helping them, and she's the bomb. But I basically went and sat with her, and it was like the first time that I had worked with anyone. And like, she was spiritual, you know, she was a clairvoyant, and I didn't know what the hell that meant. I had, yo, this is a whole nother podcast, but I had went from no church background as a kid to then in Sydney, Australia, finding like a Hillsong church, to then being like church Bible study girl, to then meeting my husband who was like universal spirit guy, to then being like, what the hell is the universe? What are you talking about? Baby Jesus, all that. And then becoming spiritual. That is totally a life lessons podcast I will go into later. But long story short, I was in that session like praying. I'm like, oh my God, this witch lady better not do no voodoo shit on me. Oh my God, oh my God. Because I didn't think that anybody could have powers like that or clairvoyancy or psychicness or any of that. Very ignorant, didn't know shit about it. And I sat there and I bawled my freaking eyes out. It was like, she didn't say a thing. I just walked up to her and started crying. Energetically was like, what the hell's going on? Who are you? What do you do? Which woman? She was amazing. And she took me on a series of sessions and I ended up doing work with her and, you know, spending $150 a session at the time. And I ended up doing work with her one-on-one and healing so much of my stuff, my anger, my pain, my child abuse, my sexual abuse, my mom leaving me, being kidnapped, my husband dying, you know, all of these crazy things that happened in my world that I thought could never be worked through. I was sitting in my session with her working through my shit. And then what happened there, we ended up joining me and my husband and her. Me and my husband started doing work with her as a couple, and that was like phenomenal. And I still think till this day, we have continued to do work with coaches as a couple and working on ourselves individually. And our relationship is like redonkulous. Like, we are power couple X factor to the extreme because we work so well together. And we're both open to it, right? So we're sitting with her, we're doing the work. What happens? We ended up joining a business kind of program. This is the cult that I always talk about to you. And for 2.5 years, we spent, fuck, that was the program where we spent, I don't know, $60,000 together. We went on retreats. We flew all around Australia to different, it's basically what I've created for my women in the sisterhood, a good cult, but I've created this for the women in the sisterhood where, you know, we have live events every like 6 times a year, full day events, in person, coaching, working on our shit. And it was amazing. And then we joined the inner circle and then we went on retreats. I grew so much. Even though I was very sad in that experience with what happened with the with the guy, with the ringleader of that whole situation. I was really sad with what happened. There was a lot of bad shit that went down. But literally who I became, the kind of coach I am, the shit that I learned, all of the, like, so many lessons. So that money that we spent, we didn't have that money. Me and my husband were putting money on credit cards, which is a bad idea. I don't recommend that shit, by the way. We didn't get married. We didn't do our wedding that we wanted to do. We ended up using money that we had saved up in our savings. We literally were like, fucking, we're going to pour all in. We're going to put it all in because we know that if we can work on ourselves, we're going to be able to shift our shit and change our lives. We had already seen the outcome of working with Tanja and how that helped us and how strong that made us and how we were able to fly. Like, we were flying in our lives and then in this program, in our businesses, right? So what happened after that, we ended up getting out of that program. Now we're literally in debt, right? We have cards, credit cards, but we're on fire. We're like, we're going to make the money. We're going to clear our debt. It's all good. To this day, we're like so happy we did it because now we have a tiny, tiny bit of debt that's going to be done clearing this year. And then we're sorted, right? And we've been able to build businesses. We've been able to empower our children. We've been able to fucking change the world with the shit that we learned by working on ourselves and investing in ourselves. After that program, we were a little bit hurt for a little while. We were a little bit scarred and we're like, "Not, we're not working with anyone because of what happened and what went down." After we found somebody named Gil, who he was ridiculously highly recommended. He was super spiritual, amazing, amazing guy. He ended up doing life and business coaching with us. Me and my husband dropped another $12,000 on this program that we did with Gil. I will tell you right now, to this day, that shit, because I had done so much work before that, and then we met him, and he was like revolutionarily amazing. We read books, we went to seminars, and between all of this, the work that we did with him, for me, holy shit, it was like, I'm done, like, done. All the beliefs, all the negative shit, like, it finally went click, 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 click. It ticked everything for me, everything. I became like on fire, like on fire. There was nothing left of me, of old self, gone. And we paid that money happily. I couldn't wait to pay him for that shit. So we've been personal development junkies. We still go to seminars. We just went and saw Joe Dispenza. We're going to do his week-long retreats. Like, we are into it. And here's why I'm telling you these stories. We make these crazy statements like, we don't have any money, or we can't find the money, or we'll never have the money, or, you know, I feel bad investing that much money in myself. A lady told me that the other day, that was going to join the sisterhood. She did join the sisterhood, by the way. Good job, girlfriend. You know, I feel bad investing that much money in myself. Do you feel bad when you spend $2,000 on a freaking purse? Do you feel bad when you drop 10 grand on a car that's going to lose its value? Do you feel bad? Like, I don't understand. Like, these are material items that we spend money on. We buy shoes, we buy fucking makeup, we spend money on our hair, on our nails, on all of the external shit to prove to ourselves that we're worthy, that we're enough, that look at us, we are good. Look at us, we are good enough. We are amazing. We are cool. We're with the cool kids. We live in nice neighborhoods. We have expensive cars and expensive fucking houses and all this shit. And really, you can't take none of that with you. Let me say that again. You cannot take none of that material shit with you. What can you take with you? Who you are, what you've done, the legacies that you've left, the imprints on the people that you've helped and touched, the impact on the world, your impact as a human being on this planet, how you helped your children, how you helped others, the support, the fucking inspiration and empowerment that you've given. And you don't have to have an Oprah Winfrey legacy. Like, I want to have that. You don't have to have that. But were you a good human? Did you matter to people? Did you help people? How did you live your life? Because material shit will take you to one place, but if you've got a lot of stuff that's went on in your world and you're not investing in yourself to become a better version of yourself, what else is there? Like, really, what else is there? I can't tell you enough that I would go back again. I would sell my fucking television. I would sell my shoes. I would go back again. My advice to people when they say to me now, what would you do differently to your younger 20-year-old self? I would have found a life coach at 20. I would have found a life coach back then. I would have went deeper into the work. I would have started reading about Tony Robbins and Jim Rohn and all of these amazing people who have changed my life, right? I would have got into it back then. Because it is so amazing when you learn how to take responsibility for your life, when you learn that it's your responsibility, it's your life, your outcomes, your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, your results all stem from you. That you have a choice as to how you react to your world. It doesn't feel like it sometimes because it happens so quickly, but you have a full-on choice as to who you want to be and how you want to show up. I didn't have a choice that I got sexually abused at that young age, but as a grown-up, I have a choice as to how I want to transform that abuse. And I have fully transformed that abuse. And if you haven't listened to my podcast, Life Lessons, What I Learned from Sexual Abuse, please have a listen to it. Because for me, that sexual abuse, what happened there was I became a fucking a warrior. I became this outspoken, justice-seeking activist because of that shit. I didn't become a victim. I didn't become poor me, sad. I'm so sad. You know, poor me, look what happened to me. No. My whole life's work is about activism, empowering people, standing for justice, outspoken, using my voice, standing in my power, fucking claiming my confidence, owning my throne, like all from that moment. Not all, a lot from that moment. That's who was born in that sexual abuse. So what I want to say to you is when you say, I don't have the money, I don't have this, it's fucking bullshit, my love. I'm sorry. If where else are you going to put your money? Into schools or colleges or cars or like school? Yes, get an education. I just had one of my clients. I love her to death. She is fully equipped to have the business that she has. She's doing an amazing business, fully equipped to do the business. It's like a network marketing kind of business. It's awesome. It's an awesome business. And because of the I'm not good enough, she went and spent some money on this other like business school thing, which I'm not about don't educate. Look at me. I tell you all the time, educate, read, join programs, join schools, join things. But did she need to do that? No. Did she have everything she needed in her to start her business and make some money? Yes. But her thoughts, her mind was, I'm not good enough. If I maybe go to school and get a piece of paper, then I can do it. And I'm like, no. No, invest in your mindset. Invest in your, you know, if you don't have the skills, yes, invest in that. Please do. But this client of mine, I know that she's got the skills. She can get by with what she can do. She could Google, she could YouTube shit, she could social media her business, and she could have been rocking. And what I'm saying to you is like, you literally, your duty to yourself, the beauty of your birth, fucking your birthright, is that you can work and invest on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have that ability. And I'm not saying you need to hire fucking Tony Robbins as a life coach. Maybe you can't pay $5,000 to go to Date with Destiny. Okay, but what can you do for yourself? Can you enroll yourself in an online coaching program? Can you get yourself a life coach? Can you start talking to a counselor, even a therapist? Cognitive behavioral therapy, if you're going to do therapy. CBT, I love them. I think they're amazing. You know, get some therapy. Get to talking. Join a group. Join a workshop group with women that workshop their feelings and their thoughts. You know, get your stuff. Get started and working on yourself. You don't have to spend a fortune. For me, even if I was broke, dead broke, I know that I could tomorrow end up exactly where I am right now. That doesn't make sense. Not tomorrow. But I know that in a year's time, I could be back where I am exactly right now because my mindset, education, knowledge is fucking power. Healing your shit is fucking power. Turning your trauma into activism is fucking power. That's a podcast coming up, by the way. Turning your trauma into activism. Instead of victimizing yourself with what happened to you, what happened for you, shit happens for you if you allow it to. And we spend our money on shit that doesn't fucking matter. And people are like, I don't have the money to do it. It's bullshit. Listen to me. Especially if you live in a first world country. Especially. Please stop telling yourself that you don't have the money. Because then you're not going to find the way to become resourceful to find the money. And I've done a podcast on this, the 5 excuses you need to drop. Please listen to that shit. I talk about the 5 things that keep you down. There's excuses that you're like, I don't have money. I don't have time. Money is a resource. And you put your power in the resource and not in yourself. You are the resource. Become resourceful on how to make money. Have a side hustle and a job. Have this and that. Work your ass off. The amount of shit that you can create when you step into the creator and step out of the victim, when you step into being at cause, the cause of your life and not the effect. When you are the creator, you can make shit happen. You can make shit happen for yourself. But if you've got all this pain, all this background, all this shit that happened to you, you're blaming people, you got shitty beliefs, your thoughts are all crazy, you're not empowered, you're in a disempowered place, your emotions are high, your fucking, you know, intelligence is low, all of that, how are you going to heal your life? How are you going to impact yourself? How are you going to change your circumstances? You're not. There's no way. And it's your duty to heal your shit so that you can help others around you do the same. Or at least you can help your children. Or at least you can be the example to your fucking self as to what can happen when you actually decide to take responsibility and heal your world. Please don't tell me you don't understand my thing is different. Erica, you don't understand. My story is so unique and specific and special. I love you, but you're not special. Neither am I. We're not fucking special. A lot of people have been through a lot of shit. A lot of people have been through worse shit than you and I. And they're not only living, they are thriving. They're not surviving, they're thriving. They're out there changing the fucking world. They're out there speaking to people. They're out there taking time to work on their charities, taking time to empower children, taking time to get their message out in the world. And what are you doing? Are you complaining about how shit your life is? And how you don't have any money? How are you going to make it happen? No one's going to knock on your door and go, hey, I heard you had a hard life. Do you want to be on Channel 9 and tell your story and write a book and we're going to give you all the money and agency fees and everything and, you know, we're going to get your message out there. No. I thought that's the way it worked. Let me tell you, it doesn't. Oprah's not going to knock on my fucking door and say, Erica, I heard you got a hard life. Someone told me you have a podcast and you wanted to meet me. No. It's going to happen by me showing up every fucking day as I do, spreading my message, impacting people, showing up, showing up, showing up. Conquering all the mistakes, conquering all the lessons, conquering all my mishaps and shit that goes wrong, because it will, and me showing up anyway and pushing through. I'm telling you, I could not be who I am today without investing any of that money into myself. I've been through so much, and look, there's gonna be more. And I could tell you right now, if I got hit with a death of my family, if I got hit with some crazy sickness or something that happened, if I got hit with any of those D's, death, divorce, debt, you know, disease, disability, death, all of that, the 4 D's, the 6 D's, you know, the horrible near-death experience shit. If I got hit with that right now, I'd be fine. I'd be equipped to work with it. It wouldn't take away from my life. It wouldn't take away and disable me and keep me frozen in fear. I would know what to do. It would suck. It would be unfortunate. It would be really hard. But I would know how to get myself out. I wouldn't be stuck in a rut or in a hole, allowing that shit to eat away at me. Because I've overcame so much already. And now, because of the work I've done on myself, everything that happens to me, I see that it's happening for me. Everything. You're like, for real? I'm like, yup. Everything. So I'm not in the middle of it going, okay, what's the lesson here? All smiling and shit. I'm in the middle of it crying, pissed off, just like you, emotional, just like you. But then I get that moment where I'm like, okay, I know this is happening for something. Where's the deeper lesson? I'm going to find it. I trust what's going on. I trust the process. I trust myself. I trust. I give in. I surrender. And I know that it's for greater good shit. And I don't do my head in about it. It doesn't fucking give me a bad day or a bad year or a bad week. We keep it moving. And it's through learning how to work on myself, learning the tools, how to manage my mind, how to fix my beliefs, how to have better empowering beliefs, how to fix my relationships, how to be, how to take responsibility for myself, my results, my fucking life, and go for what I want. And this is available to every single human being. Now, oh, but Erica, I don't have the money to get a life coach. Awesome. If you don't have the money, get your ass onto Google and YouTube some shit, get a podcast, listen to shit that empowers and lifts you up. You can do that. You can go to the library for free and get books that inspire and motivate and make you move. You can go on YouTube and watch all kinds of videos from people like me that do that shit for free. You can get on Instagram and watch every video. And remember what I say, it's not about watching, it's about the doing. So you could watch all this shit, take action, and change your whole life. Make money, then hire a coach. Like, become a coach if that's what you want to do. Like, everything is available to you when you invest in yourself. And it is the number one self-love thing that you will do. The number one. More than spending money on your kids. More than buying them shit that they don't need. More than buying anybody anything. Investing money in yourself. You are going to make the return. If I'm ever going to back something and have an asset, I'm the fucking asset. Not a house. There's no house is going to be my asset. I am the asset. My brain is the asset. as Miss Brooke Castillo says. If you don't know Brooke Castillo, please go check her out. The Life Coach School podcast. Oh my God, spirit animal woman. I love her. She just had a podcast about this. Like, you are your own investment, your mind. Spend money on yourself. Spend money on growing and learning and pushing yourself to the extremes so that you can be better and be greater and have a better life for yourself. Maybe you don't want a Mercedes. Maybe you don't want a mansion. I'm not saying that. I'm saying so you can have a better life, so you can not suffer and have your thoughts clean and have your mind right, be in great relationships, enjoy life, live in joy. Yeah? Inspiration. All this is available to all of us. You don't need things, my love. You don't need things. Things will never make you happy. Your internal self, your dialogue, what you tell yourself, how you feel, your relationships, your experiences, that's where that shit's at. So, I love you long time, and I really hope that this serves you. I hope that this inspires you to do something for yourself, whatever the hell it may be, whatever the hell it may be, where you get to work on your shit, and you get to, you know, take some time, the time in itself, excuse me, making the investment of time to work on yourself is ridiculous. Like crazy. I love you so damn much. I am extremely pumped and excited as we move into this new chapter of the year where the sisterhood is rocking. We got 32 women that have joined our group. If you are in Melbourne and you want to know more about what the sisterhood is, please hit me up at thequeenofconfidence.com. It is our group coaching program, year-long program, where we take women and we do this work. Basically everything we talk about on the podcast and in my one-on-one sessions in a group. It's a little tribe. It's only in Melbourne at the moment, but we've got some beautiful women who are all around Melbourne. I'm hoping as soon as I can get it online, that shit's going to go online. And you will be the first to know, podcast listeners. Let me tell you what, because this work needs to hit the whole world, and I am so, so honored to do it. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for connecting on Instagram. I freaking love you. Get out there and be great. Heal your shit, spread the word, and empower other people to do the same. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening. I so appreciate your time, your ears, your support, your love, your questions. Please connect. You can head over to Instagram at The Queen of Confidence or Facebook at The Queen of Confidence and hit me up. Or if you're not on Facebook or Instagram, email me, y'all. My email is erica@thequeenofconfidence.com. I cannot wait to hear from you. I thank you. I love you. This podcast is for you. Go out there and be great, y'all.